President Trump today says no American president has been as tough on Russia as he has.
And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media.
In a cabinet meeting, the president said no when asked if Russia was still targeting U.S. elections. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders later saying the president was saying no to more questions and not answering a question about election meddling. The House today approving a resolution supporting Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Republicans hope to force Democrats to support or reject the ICE measure, but 113 Democrats voted present. Stocks mostly higher today. Investors optimistic after the latest Beige Book release. It reviews business conditions in the Federal Reserve's districts. The Dow and S&P with gains. The NASDAQ was down a fraction. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Now, brown cow, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy white dog. This morning's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting right here from 1970. Let's light up Edison Lighthouse. Love grows from my Roseberry Goat.
She ain't got the money, clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love grows where my Roseberry goes, and nobody knows like me.
Wahoo!
She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy.
Through the Center for Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting convenes every weekday morning around 6:25, just before we go live with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Easy for you to say.
Where my big job every morning now is to try and not look fat.
What?
Here's Gene.
You look good.
Greg.
Hi.
I want to know where all these people were when Obama was our so-called president. I have never heard all this crap come out of people's mouths.
Yeah.
Since he was in there.
Are you talking about, you know, this Russian stuff?
Yes, any of it.
Any of it, yeah.
He didn't do anything for us.
No.
Just like Booby Bright. He was right in there with him. I wouldn't say I voted for Obama for any amount of money.
Well, I think Bobby Bright went to Congress expecting a plane that was going to take off in one direction and then found himself in a foreign place.
He was looking for money and a good job. That's all.
Bobby Bright's got money. He doesn't need money.
Yeah, but he's making more, too. He thought he was anyway.
Whatever. It's a moot point, isn't it?
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
You say moot or moo point?
What?
Did you say moot or moo
point? Forgive me. I just hit my head on something.
Oh, yeah. You okay?
Sure.
Yeah?
Hey, let's talk about fun. We're going to Baumhauer's tonight to have fun.
Celebrate a birthday.
Celebrate a birthday. Ashley Bankston, who is supposed to come by the radio station.
Yeah.
The invitation's been out there for a long, long time. And I don't know what it is. She is nervous. So you, young Joey, let's do everything. Put the whoopee cushion on the seat. So we don't have to worry about that kind of activity. I don't know if you're listening yesterday. We got this call, and I was quite proud to receive it. On?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
I knew that's coming. Just
wanted to. Are we that predictable? Have we become that predictable? Gee.
A little bit. Just wanted to touch base with you guys. I listen all the time. I never call in. But last week I was listening and I've been looking for a truck and heard Greg going over the Jack Ingram car. So I jumped on the website. Man, I found a great deal on a little truck over there, Jack Ingram. Went in the next day, we ended up buying it. Then 2 days later, they called me just to check up with me and asked me how everything was going. I said, well, you know, I've got one small little issue with it. They didn't blink bat an eye or nothing. They bring it in, we're going to get it taken care of.
That's what you should expect to hear from them. That's the way they do it, man. I had just a minor, tiny, you wouldn't even notice it unless you were, you know, really going over a car, a little tiny paint flaw.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only flaw on my vehicle. But they made sure that they had it set up. All I had to do was they gave me a car to come to the radio station. When I was done here, I picked it up and went home. Because that's the way they are. When they put their name on the backside of a car or a truck, as this gentleman learned, and I thank you again, my friend Don, for sharing the story with us. You can count on a car that's been thoroughly vetted. It looks great, has a good vehicle history, has a nice interior, and has an engine that's been vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics. And there are many selections, especially with those shopping for a new driver, kid going off to college, in a category under $10,000. And if you're shopping on a budget, that's where you need to begin, with something that's been completely vetted. You could take somebody's word for it through an ad or some internet website. No thanks. It's always nice to do people who will look you in the eye and play it totally straight. And that's not an exception. That is the rule. What you just heard in that phone call is the rule at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Boulevard, or online at jackingram.com. Tip Thames, an incredible team of people over there. We have news, traffic, and weather together. We'll update the Live in Fear Doppler here and see if where these storms are. It's some pretty impressive-looking stuff developed. But again, it's of the hit-and-miss variety. Not everybody's going, wow, look at that. It's like an orange and red chrysanthemum, and it runs on a straight line from just north of Troy all the way up through central Montgomery into I-65 north of Millbrook.
Wow!
That's a really odd-looking radar
image. It does look like a chrysanthemum.
It's a Stooges bit. Spell chrysanthemum. And they can't.
No, I couldn't either.
Then Curly shows up late, and he spells it perfectly, and he gets slapped because where were you when I needed you, that kind of thing. And it was pretty impressive because the way he said it so fast that I learned how to say it myself. I was a dopey little kid watching the Stooges at home.
Well, can you spell chrysanthemum?
Not as fast as Curly. Can we look that up on YouTube?
Can you spell orchid?
O-R-C-H-I-D? Yes, I can. Let's just see. I got to find out because now my curiosity is lit.
Chrysanthemum. Now, this is a mouthful.
Here we go. It's going to play, isn't it?
It looks like it's trying. Oh, no, you have the loading wheel of death spinning in your face.
I'm crying out loud. What do I got to get rid of here?
Lord.
Get rid of that.
Yeah,
get
probably.
Other channel, get rid of that.
Yeah.
And then go back to Curly and refresh. Come on. Come on, you can do it. It's okay. Oh, you know what? I got Window Media Player open.
Yeah!
Now maybe it'll work, huh?
What's the matter?
How do you spell chrysanthemum? Oh, ignorant, eh? How do you spell it? C-H-R-Y-S-A-N-T-H-E-M-U-N?
Why wouldn't you hear a minute ago?
Who says, I've written the column already, I could probably do it again. Who says you can't learn from the Three Stooges? 410.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. After cruising to a victory in Alabama's Republican runoff on Tuesday, U.S. Representative Martha Roby says she is ready to continue the fight for conservative momentum in Washington, D.C. Roby says she was humbled by voter support and is thanking those who endorsed her, including President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Roby says her victory over Bobby Bright is recognition of her conservative voting record. Current Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall survived a challenge by former AG Troy King to make it to the general election. He'll now face Democrat Joseph Siegelman. The Alabama Secretary of State's office is investigating how Democratic Senate candidate John Knight was listed as a Republican when he went to vote yesterday. Knight was eventually allowed to vote in the Democratic runoff. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing a little bit of slow traffic on 65 northbound. That's going to be from just north of Highway 143 up to Cobbs Ford Road. I think that could be rain in that area, so watch out if you're headed up that way. Raining pretty hard up there right now, as a matter of fact. And on 85 southbound, good news there. That is all cleared up. Everything's out of the way, so 85 now. A speed limit ride, watch out for a little construction area right around 85 northbound and Bell Road. And other than that, everything's looking really good. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue. In fact, even in the overnight hours, you can't rule out a shower or storm. The overnight low temperature falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, maybe not quite as many showers and storms, but they'll still be around, scattered here and there, with a high temperature tomorrow in the low to mid-90s, and then middle 90s on Friday with only isolated storms. Rain chances relatively small Friday, but the rain chances ramp up again Saturday with a decent chance of showers and thunderstorms, but not every town will get wet. When you download our free weather app for your phone, you can see not only where the storms are now, but where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. And you'll receive instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry and the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fredmark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fredmark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced, totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SC Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SC Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SC Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SC Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SC Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the river region. Leave it to SC Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SC Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at scrugs.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, juicy, lukewarm tube of meat. Ground up pig snouts, lips, and other animal trimmings. Stovetop, frying pan, microwave, grill. Footlong, dingle dong, plump and steamy. Squirting a line of yellow mustard on your reddish brown skin, or maybe a zigzag of ketchup. Ballpark, picnic, all-American fare. Where are your buns? Hey, hot dog, I relish you.
Happy National Hot Dog Day.
Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I hope that did nothing to ruin your enjoyment of the wiener.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
I'm paid to keep it open.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What a bunch of crap.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Houston, we have a problem.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
You are so handsome.
You sure is ugly.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
What are you being such a weenie for?
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Bite me.
Cause that's easy.
You're so naughty.
It's too cold for me.
You preening gas bag.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Cause that might
oh, that's hot.
It's too low to see.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Whoa, watch it, pervert!
And I'm not stuffing. Leave you.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty, yeah.
You dumbbells.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
What are you people? On dope?
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It's unbelievable.
You gotta have something.
Yeah, I'm on.
If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hello!
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
You are a liar, a thug, and a drunk.
Nice.
Oh, a funny man.
That's a matter with you.
I kill you.
Gotta have something.
That was damn near flawless.
I'm going to give you a 9.95, but you left out something.
What did I leave out?
I don't believe I heard a... You would have gotten a 10 from me.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late to go back.
You know, and I don't want to have to tell you... to play that. I want you to just do it.
That's what cost me. That last point. That last, coming up just shy of a 10.
Yeah, that last hundredth.
Well, give me credit. At least I was able to overcome my bitterness. Excuse me. Some of my texted scores are now coming in. 84 gave me a 9.8372. That's lower than what you gave me, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, but I know what I'm talking about in this case.
Hey, illegal aliens registering to vote in San Francisco. Well, it can't get any worse there, can it? They're crapping in the streets. Why not let them vote? They're making their contribution to society every time they pull their pants down and squat. Let's see. I'm looking for something electrifying. We have to come up with something electrifying. Hey, this... this is, in my opinion, something that we should pay attention to, and something we can also further discuss tomorrow with the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
How many times over the years we have literally mocked and made fun of the people who see everything as
it's the end of the world.
But there is one situation that could bring us darn close to that, and that's Yellowstone Park, which is basically a giant festering volcano.
Super volcano.
Now, our job is not to alarm but to inform, but you should know that a 100-long-foot fissure has prompted the closing of Grand Teton National Park. By the way, Grand Teton National Park is... I've been lucky. I've traveled all over the country, both to monuments within metro areas and then Devil's Tower, Jackson Hole, and Grand Teton National Park, and it's just unbelievable. There's a little church there that's no longer in use, but it was built by settlers in the mid to late 19th century, and it still stands. It's a monument. When you go into the little church and you look out the window at the far end, you see the cross. It's a natural cross formation on Mount Moran. And I saw that a long time ago, but I still remember how it made me feel to see it because it was just unbelievably beautiful. Anyway, the area is closed to protect human safety after expanding cracks in a rock buttress were detected. It's unknown how long the closure will be in effect. Geologists are monitoring the buttress for movement and have initiated a risk assessment for the area. So they better send in Pierce Brosnan. Did you ever see the movie Dante's Peak?
I think I have. I vaguely remember.
One of the first really big CGI productions. They did a good job. They just stretched the truth beyond, to me, the biggest truth they stretched was that Pierce Brosnan would actually be attracted to the mayor of that little town.
You don't think it's possible?
She didn't, no. She was no Ashley Bankston. Come on. Oh. I'm supposed to believe Pierce Brosnan would fall for that? No way.
Maybe he was doing charity work.
Hey, look who's on the phone. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Howdy, howdy. Yeah, I saw Dante's Peak, and yeah, that was not exactly a believable romantic situation.
No, and but I got to tell you, when the volcano blew,
yeah,
the way they did that,
running,
that was very authentic, very authentic.
Yeah, because you're fearing for your own life. You're just sitting there in a movie theater, and you see it coming, and you're going, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was cool. It was cool. But, yeah, it was an okay movie. It just was, you were just kind of having to suspend your willing suspense of disbelief.
Exactly, especially when they're in a boat, basically in a lake that's filled with acid that's burning out the bottom of the boat, and they're singing, row, row, row your boat. I bet Pierce Brosnan felt great about putting that on his acting resume.
Yeah, well, He's singing in the Mamma Mia 2 coming up this summer. So
you're kidding.
Your safety belt. Yes, he's singing again.
Who is he? Captain Von Trapp? What is he
you
doing?
You mean singing that? Very bad? Know. That's the best part of the first Mamma Mia movie production, that Pierce Bronson cannot sing. It is glorious.
He's in the first Mamma Mia?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is.
And you went to see it?
And you wonder why people think
he's... I went over this. I've gone over this several times. I was having a great evening wanting to watch what most manly men and good brothers watch, wrestling. I wanted to watch some professional wrestling. and, you know, check out the hot chicks in the women's
division.
And
you wonder why people think you're...
Oh, well, you and your old preconceived notion, Scarface. And so I'm sitting there, and one roommate is on my right. The other roommate's to my left, sitting on the recliner. They look across me.
That's very cozy, by the way.
Right. They look across me, and they say, when's the last time you seen Mamma Mia, man? Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen it. What about you, Joey? Let's watch it. I'm like, is this a trap?
Oh, dear.
So I brought that very...
That's how it starts.
Yeah, and then I watched it, and I have to say, I was impressed by Meryl Streep, but the most glorious thing in the movie is that Pierce Brosnan could not sing. It's hilarious.
He tries hard, though. He tries really hard.
And I didn't see the fact that Colin Firth was gay coming.
Oh, I kind of figured that out.
Oh, well.
There was that moment where, what's his name, showed us his behind, and that I wasn't expecting that. That
Skarsgård?
Kind of yeah, and on the boat, he turns around, and he's not wearing anything behind his apron, and you're like, whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Well,
quick,
right.
Put something on. Yeah. But that's not the reason I called. The reason I called is that I agree with Joey that would have been perfect. It would have been amazing if you'd thrown the quack in there.
Yep.
So I'm going to offer you that one of the things that my father taught me how to do, he taught me all sorts of amazing things, but the one that really stuck was the fact that I can talk like Donald Duck.
Oh, my.
I'm going to give you an alternative quack. Now, quack you have, very, very good.
Quack.
Yeah, that's the Aflac duck, isn't it?
No, that's Kim Jong-un's duck.
Quack, quack.
That's okay. A communist duck.
Well, let me rear up and give you one from, this is my impersonation of Donald Duck. So he does this quack, quack, quack sort of thing.
Oh, my.
So I can give you a quack, quack. But my father has gone several times to Disney World and has impressed them with his ability to say, that sort of thing.
That's a very hard voice. Rich Thomas does a little bit of Donald.
Yeah, it's tough because you're having to use your cheek and you're having to throw your voice, kind of like a ventriloquist. But it's the difficult thing is trying to make it understood because you have no way to make, you know, consonants. It's just, you know, you're spitting and all this stuff. It's crazy. But would be an alternative to the quack that you have. But yeah, you gotta throw that one in. Whoa. Now that you've got it. You gotta use it. You gotta own it. Yeah, baby. Just fall back and rear it. Let her fly. So, anyway.
But, yeah, there's a bunch that I have to start working into the roll call.
I'll have what she's having.
You know?
Yeah.
Which would sound good after.
Do it again. I like it.
Stuff like that.
It is amazing the talent that you have. And I'm going to be sad when you're gone, because there will be no one like you.
There's something
again.
I don't know, by the way. I'm just curious. Because I'm about to put new insulation to my ceiling, and I'm not going to spend that money if I'm going to be gone soon.
No, don't do that. Just stick around. We want you as long as possible.
Thank you, sir.
That's not to say that, you know, we're going to stuff you like Trigger, like Roy Rogers did Trigger, you know, and have you. Oh, that will be cool. You put him on display in the lobby downstairs.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure I'm holding one of my
trophy.
Abby Awards.
Yeah. Yes. And look, you can take photos, you know. Hey, look, it's Greg Udell. So, yeah. Anyway, no, I don't want you to leave anytime soon. You're a good fella.
I appreciate that.
No, he'll be forever embalmed back on the stoop. It'll be useful. It'll be like a monument to hear sat Greg Udell. It'll also scare away the birds. It'd be good.
No, they can crap on me like they've been doing for 14 years.
All right. Well, I need to go, so you guys have fun. Thank you.
Thank you. That story about Yellowstone and the 100-foot fisher, which we remind you again, you should not, repeat, not be alarmed about.
Quack, quack.
Was brought to you by Mr. Electric. And they would like to talk to you about the possibility, you know, Saturday night, very late in the night, as a matter of fact, our power just went dead. For no obvious reason, there were storms in the area. It just went dead. And your mind goes to crazy places when it happens, like, okay, Kim Jong-un has hacked our power grid, and Are we the only ones without power, or is this a widespread situation? Did the grid fail? There's a million things that come to mind. But the other thing that came to mind is, gosh, I wish we had a generator, a backup power supply. Mr. Electric can make that happen for you. If you purchase a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll get a 7-year extended warranty at no additional charge, and that's a $600 value. And a lot of this is because we do take electricity for granted. So, yeah, I really want a generator. Then something else comes along, and you need to put your money there. But being without power, you're looking at about 90 minutes of laptop time, maybe an hour on your phone, and then what? So get good backup with a Generac from Mr. Electric. You'll really appreciate the scope of services they offer, the way they go about doing their business, master certified electricians who show up on time, who actually put a welcome mat out in front of your house, clean their feet, then put covers over their shoes. So if they come to do an installation, let's say a ceiling fan, or you need a new outlet installed in a room, they don't bring any dirt in, and anything that's created while they're doing their project is cleaned up by them and removed as they leave. Super people. 269-8886, 269-8886 for Mr. Electric, or visit MrElectric.com, bringing you the most electrifying stories of the day.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic over in Prattville. A 3-car accident, injuries involved. Highway 82 at West 4th Street. One lane is shut down. Police there directing traffic. Looking over toward the interstate systems, everything has cleared up nicely there. Some rain causing some problems a little bit ago, but right now everything is okay. 65 and 85, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, all clear. The Reinhart Toyota Used Car Supercenter has a great selection of 2-wheel and 4-wheel drive pre-runner Tacomas. Just in time for the upcoming tailgate season, Reinhart Toyota's Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Carl. Call. Call Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Call Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Call Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Call. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SC Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SC Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SC Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SC Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SC Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the River Region. Leave it to SC Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SC Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at scrugs.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue. In fact, even in the overnight hours, you can't rule out a shower or storm. The overnight low temperature falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, maybe not quite as many showers and storms, but they'll still be around, scattered here and there, with a high temperature tomorrow in the low to mid-90s, and then middle 90s on Friday with only isolated storms. Rain chances relatively small Friday, but the rain chances ramp up again Saturday with a decent chance of showers and thunderstorms, but not every town will get wet. When you download our free weather app for your phone, you can see not only where the storms are now, but where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. And you'll receive instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We call on the spokesman to the
Joey
generation, Barney the Dinosaur. This week's topic is play slime.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about play slime. You thought it would be real fun to play with slime, but then when it came around to clean up time, it got caught up in your hairdo, and now you will have to redo your haircut into a mohawk with big spikes. Not only is the play slime messy, kids, but it can be poisonous too. You accidentally put your toxic slime inside your mouth. Now with all the puke, all you do is poop. Your insides are soupy. Careful or you're checking out. Stay away from the play slime, kids. I mean, it's cool to make science. I mean, it's cool to make sounds with it and everything, but... Oh, forget it. Have fun, kids. Bernie loves you.
Let's get the big welcome out. Ladies and gentlemen, our celebrant at Bomb Hours tonight. It's my extinguished pressure to welcome to the News Talk 93.1 FM studio, Ashley Bankston.
Hello. I'm excited to be here.
It's good to have you here.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's been a good day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm glad. Sometimes it doesn't always work. It's been a good day for me. I have no complaints, believe me. But...
Sure.
Every time you think you're taking a step ahead, and you know you got a college tuition payment coming up, a refrigerator dies, I got to get more insulation for the attic. What was the other thing that... it's always something. It's always something.
Grown-up stuff.
Yeah. Adult things.
Yeah.
So there goes my trip to the All-Star Game in Cleveland with Rich Thomas next year. That's...
Oh, Lord, you still have time to plan for that?
Well, I don't know. It may require a GoFundMe. Who's going to give me money to go to Cleveland to see the Home Run Derby? So welcome and happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're going to be celebrating it tonight. We have a nice cake. LaDonna Brooks is in our studio with us.
Yes.
She's our mistress of ceremonies on Wednesday nights at Bomb Hours. And by the way, we're working on a special event with our... Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Was my shirt okay this morning?
It was. You look superb.
Well, because I started the segment...
I saw that.
...kneeling.
And I kind of felt bad for even saying anything.
No! You need to tell me these things.
Wait, why were you on your knees?
Eating chocolate.
See, there's the camera over there.
Right? Yeah, right.
Okay, so all I did was...
Yeah?
He's on his knees.
Because this way, I can't accidentally move in a way that briefly exposes my stomach.
Nipple. Oh, excuse me. The belly button, not the nipple.
The nipple.
Let me get that right.
The nipple of the stomach.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
We wouldn't want the nipple of the stomach to...
You know what I was thinking about the four nipples this morning y'all were talking about?
Well, yeah. We have the list of the top 35 celebrity deformities. Who wants to talk about that?
Oh, I would love to.
And it begins with Harry Styles.
Uh-huh.
He has four.
Yeah.
And we looked up the picture, and it's not all that remarkable. I mean, because they're not all the same size.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So does it just look like he has two nipples and a couple of big moles?
Yes. That's a very, very apt description.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the other things we learn, Patricia, speaking of belly buttons, Patricia Heaton doesn't even have one.
Really?
She's had so many C-sections that it just disappeared.
I thought it might have started earlier.
Ty Diggs was born with an extra finger on each hand, but his mother had him removed.
Oh.
Andy Garcia, who I've always thought was pretty handsome.
Yeah, great actor, too.
Yes. Born with a tiny co-joined twin on his shoulder, but it was removed. He has no memory of it. Liz Taylor.
What happened to the twin?
I'm afraid to ask.
That's the route we're going to take on this one, Madonna. Liz Taylor had a double set of eyelashes, which, of course, that's a great weapon for a woman that's got, you know, great eyelashes and then double down on that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
And Matthew Perry lost the tip of his right middle finger after getting it stuck in a door as a kid.
Ooh.
Yeah, kid on my block. Patty Walsh was his name. And you know how kids are. We're all... You're cruel and freaky, in a way, when you're young and immature.
Right.
You know no better.
No, and he was very comfortable with the fact, Patty was. He played ball. He did, you know, everything the rest of us did.
Yeah.
But he was missing the index finger on one of his hands because it got caught in a bicycle chain.
Ouch.
And he kind of got a kick out of showing it off because he was the only one on the block that, you know, had a story like that to tell.
True that.
And, we used to call each other by... We had this sounds awful, but again, we got to remember the kids can be a little bit cruel.
Yes, they can.
We had a buddy named Jimmy Hines, nice guy, and it never seemed to bother him. But he had asthma, so that was his nickname.
Asthma was his nickname?
Yes.
Y'all couldn't come up with something, more original.
57 would have been a much better nickname for him. But we were, limited. We were little kids. We were like 6, 7, 8 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
So I apologize to everybody, but I'm just being honest here. This stuff does happen. Did you have a nickname ever in your childhood?
Well, I got teased by my first name. I was named after my dad, Lester, and my first name is actually Esther. So they would say Esther the Pester the Toothpick.
I worked with a guy on WLUP in Chicago, Loop 98 FM. Excuse me, I lapsed back in my classic rock days. he did the 2 to 6 show, and I'm not making this up, and I'm not trying to do shy. His nickname was Lester the Breast Tester.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, we got to check for cancer every once in a while. He's a good man.
It's just the way things go.
I will never think of my dad's name the same.
I am glad that I'm glad I didn't have a name that lent itself to something really
I know.
Ugly. Hey, guess what? We have a couple of callers like Hardshell's here.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Hardshell.
Hey. I had to ask, and only because I'm a diehard Trekkie, and I wouldn't forgive myself if I'd let you get it to it on the list before I asked. Is James Doohan on the list?
On the 35 deformed celebrities?
Yes.
Here's what I got to do. I have to go back, and all I have are the top 10.
Oh, okay.
But no, for you.
Well, he
as an insider club member, we will look up the link and we'll get you all the entire list of deformed celebrities to see if he made it.
Well, he should be on there. He lost a finger in World War II, if I'm not mistaken. He lost it at Normandy.
Oh, wow,
Scotty, and he hit it very well throughout the run of the series. So,
all right, I'm scrolling like a madman now. Okay. Because this was in today's... All right, top 35 celebrity deformities. Look at Matthew Perry, blah, blah, blah. All right, check out the complete list here.
If it's a slideshow, don't even worry with it.
Oh, no, God, no. I would never do that.
All right. I hate those things.
All right, Hardshell, what I'm going to have to do is find it, look it up through Google for the story.
And, oh, man, that's fine. Take your time.
Okay, but we will announce it on the air. And you guys will remember to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Come and join us at Bomb Hours tonight. Beautiful cake downstairs for our birthday celebration.
Yay,
Ashley,
I'm excited. Yay.
And thank you,
I
Ashley.
I love cake.
She has been a loyal listener for a long time.
Oh, man, since you started. Probably even before that, yeah.
Joey, I want you to pay close attention to what I'm about to say here. This is how you learn to compliment women, okay?
Okay.
Ashley?
Yes?
You don't look old enough to have been listening to me for the entire time.
That's a winner.
Write that down.
That's a winner. Thank you.
Here's a guy. Ladies man, legal eagle, local heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
Maimed celebrities. Wow. So, how about Jerry Garcia? He's missing a finger.
Well, he doesn't really need it.
He missed a big chunk of his middle finger since he was a kid.
That I did not know.
Wow.
Yeah, so is Daryl Hannah.
Well.
Seems to be something catching about the middle finger, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know about that. All I know about Daryl Hannah was in the movie Splash and that brief scene of her backside.
That's about all of us know about Daryl Hannah, right? So, okay, so I called Martha's Race, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
You did.
I didn't think it was going to be that big. I don't know if you heard Barron's analysis, and I think it
I did
let me
not,
say
but
this.
Please,
Bobby Bryant was a class act when he last night.
Yeah,
his concession surprised. Speech was very gracious. I thought he was a class act, but that race and the attorney general race, I think the biggest problem in those races is it looks like people who formerly held the positions look like they just wanted the job again, but didn't really have a message other than I'd like to get my old job back. Does that make sense? And when you've been voted out by the voters already once in that position, it kind of makes it tougher for people to go back and vote for you.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be an obstacle to overcome. But I think in his case, he deserves credit, A, for, as he said on our show, he was elected as a Democrat. We talked about the Reagan Democrats and how significant they were in getting his conservative agenda through. And he openly admitted, you know, he also went in the wave with Obama. He gets to Washington and sees a Democratic Party that's making a hard left turn. And he was kind of, you know, he and the rest of the Blue Dogs were kind of left in the dust and got sacrificed following that. So I'm not making excuses,
right, right.
But I thought it took a lot of guts for him to come on this show and talk about that.
Oh, I don't fault him for running, and you know, as far as I know, what he says is true. I do. I just think it's a, you know, kind of once people have already decided on you before, it's kind of hard to get the old job back.
Yeah.
But anyway,
well,
I
let me
just
say this: you can bet. You can. And by the way, who was the celebrity deformity that we were supposed to look up?
Duhon?
Daryl Hannah?
He did no. James Duhon.
James Duhon, who I didn't know this until now, played Timber Tom in the Canadian version of Howdy Doody.
He did not make the top 35 deformity list.
How about Kojak? Did he make it? Telly Savalas?
No, I didn't see him in there.
What about Tom Selleck?
You're going to make me go
What's
through
What's wrong
this
with Tom?
Have you seen his recent commercials? I'd classify whatever he's had done as a deformity.
How about Vince Vaughn or Matthew Perry? They both got fingers.
Vince Vaughn is on the list. I got to go scroll.
Matthew Perry is.
Yeah, Matthew Perry. Mentioned
right,
him.
All right. Danny Thomas, is he on? Because he blew off
Danny
his. He blew his finger off with the index finger off with a gun.
Hang on. Here's Vince Vaughn. Was 17 when the tip of his thumb was severed in a car wreck, giving it a rather odd appearance. Quote saying his thumb looks like a penis with a fingernail. That's him.
God.
I did not. We're not doing this to be shocking. I'm
shocked. Shocked.
Somebody's always
okay. How about Frodo Baggins? He had his finger torn off in Mordor by Gollum. Okay.
Right.
Who's this?
Right. Frodo.
Frodo Baggins.
He also had his soul tortured into form by the Ring's dark power.
Is that one of those stupid Lord of the Rings movies?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are not up for discussion on this show.
What about the books?
Oh, but you'll talk about Mamma Mia.
Oh.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, all right, guys. Y'all have a great one.
We'll find you a nice feathered boa you can wear when you go see that.
Hey, I've got one at the house for you.
I probably have one, too, for you, too.
I could probably rock it.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Hey, let's have feathered boa night at Bama.
Yeah.
Hey, I like
Hey, I'm about to go down and do the red dress run for charity in New Orleans for a bachelor party.
Oh, you were telling me about that yesterday.
Yeah, I'm looking for a red dress.
I lost a bet when I was working with that woman. We had a JM Lexus Battle of the Sexes golf tournament.
Yeah.
And I lost by a couple of strokes. So I had to show up at work and do the news, and we had a studio camera and a dress.
Yeah.
I chose a strapless mauve outfit.
Mauve.
And
so like white?
I made a full commitment to, you know, I made a bet, I lost it, and I... Or today, they probably get some group would give me an award for doing that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture you in a dress.
No, you don't want
to. Especially a strapless one.
I know. Oh, my goodness. I think you would have pulled it off well.
You know what? I'll tell you what I would do. If we ever have a situation like we did when we were raising money for my daughter's class to put on their exposition,
you would wear a dress.
That would have to be a rather high dollar amount, but I would wear a red dress to Baumhauer's.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it have to be a fancy red dress?
No, it's going to be in the heat and humidity of New Orleans all day. I need something that's light and breezy.
Well, you might want to look at something in Dacron or nylon, Joey.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, when you were wearing that strapless dress, did you do this number where you have to pull it up a little bit?
Well, it didn't.
It never sunk
down? The thing I remember the most is that when I sat down, it sort of put pressure on the straps on my shoulder. I think that's because my body was not designed to wear one of these things.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
4:55, we'll be getting a new edition of Fox News just in time to save me from this horrible conversation we're having here. Lots going on traffic. We'll update that in just a moment. When you have pests around the house. Let me just say this about Oaks Exterminating, and maybe we'll see Ricky Norsworthy at Bomb Hours tonight. Great guy. Like so many of the other businesses on the station, a self-starter, a guy who has built it from the ground up and does a great job. And I think the greatest testimony to Oaks, that's spelled O-A-K-E-S, Exterminating, is the fact that they're working with so many different local animal hospitals and veterinarians to keep them bug free. And they use chemicals that are pet friendly. So obviously at an animal hospital where they're trying to heal an animal, the risk of bugs is all the greater. But you don't want your dog picking up fleas, and they can grow in places like pine straw and outside your home. So when Ricky came over, he bug proofed the entire exterior of the house, the interior, he did the garage, he did the shed, any place where they have the potential to nest and make more bugs. We just weren't going to become a Motel 6 for the local roaches. So I was so pleased in what you like. You call these big national firms, and they want you to sign your life away for a year. Well, with Ricky, call him, have him come out, treat your home, your business, your office, whatever, he does it all, at 265-6674. If you like what you got, then you can continue and extend your relationship. But he's not going to ask you for, you know, a year's commitment until you've had a chance to see the great work that they do. Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. According to MLS statistics, houses in the River Region are selling very well. At the current pace, we should set a record for sales of existing and new homes this year. Over 3,200 homes have sold in the last 6 months in the River Region. Over 40% of these homes sold in the first 60 days of hitting the market. We have changed this year from a buyer's market to a seller's market. The average price of homes that did sell was $165,000. The median price was $148,000. What are buyers looking for in homes today? Houses that are market ready sell quicker than houses with repair issues. Location helps attract buyers, but condition and price is what sells homes in this market. For a market update from the Real Estate Source, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you, first, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4-